This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Dans leur gaine de mousse, les jasmins de Mossoul, les fleurs de l'oranger. Où te parfum, moi frère, où une odeur moi douce, où blanche les lilas, et ton souffle léger.
We opened with French tenor Cyril Dubois and the Brussels Philharmonic performing The Roses of Isfahan, a romantic tribute to youthful love by composer Gabriel Faure. Released on Alpha Classics in April, his new album So Poetic is a collection of rarely performed French art songs. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone and welcome to episode 167 of The Joy of Classical Music, and episode 9 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series about the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. Besides Cyril Dubois, this week's new releases include three selections from Douglas Moore's opera Giants in the Earth, a track from the London Symphonia's new album Eden, the music of Edward Picton Tuberville, and three tracks from a recent album by Australian pianist Stephen Howell. I'll be playing two choral works by English composer Andrew March, and from the recently released album, Infrastructure, the songs of David Sisko, the featured work is Patterns, a long-form art song about the often silent grief endured by women who had lost their loved ones to the First World War. But first, it's more from Cyril Dubois, and this time it's My Beautiful Girlfriend is Dead by French composer Charles Gounod. Based on Théophile Gautier's poem Lament, a fisherman stands alone under the vast night sky, lamenting the recent loss of his lover.
Mm-hmm.
Released on the 10th of July on Pentatone, American composer Douglas Moore's opera, Giants and the Earth, is set on the vast Dakota Plains and tells the story of Norwegian migrants Berit and Per Hansa, whose deep love is tested by the harsh realities of pioneer life. We'll be listening to the prelude and two arias, Not a Thing in Sight Yet As Far As I Can See, and Good Morning. Here's the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra and chorus.
Sight yet, far as I can see.
How quiet the morning is. How
the prairie like an endless sea. A boat would surely get lost out there unless you had a good man at the wheel. Nothing at all.
Dear God, what has happened to them?
The Lord forgive me, if only I knew. They should have been here a week ago.
Do you think we should look for them?
They must be out there someplace.
What if she has begged to go back?
How could she ask that when they have come so far?
There it wouldn't feel at home here. The land will seem so harsh and cruel.
Then, by God, she should have stayed in Norway. Wanted to build our homes here, Per Hansa the most of all. You followed me, you didn't hold us back, you didn't slow us like a dragging anchor.
All wives are not the same, some break sooner than a man can know.
But Per Hansa is strong enough for two.
That brings you so soon to the hill.
No sign of Per Hansa or his family yet.
They should have been here a week ago.
What makes you think they won't be here today?
We can see them.
We've been waiting since dawn when it first got light. We came here.
What about looking over that way? Isn't that a man? Isn't that a wagon? Isn't that a wife?
Servant! Your servant!
Why didn't you tell us?
Check your compass, man. We ain't in Norway now. This ain't a fjord. It's a plain. A man can wander for days out there.
At last.
Henry, Henry Solemn, come here, boy. Good news for you, good news.
Look at them coming all the way from Norway.
Oh, don't that look good to you?
Next week's episode is devoted to the music of English composer Andrew March, and as a bit of a warm-up, This week I'm playing two of his choral works. First up, it's Marion Antiphon No. 3, a sacred choral piece that sets the traditional Latin text to the Regina Caeli to modern music. Following that, it's a contemporary sacred anthem called Be Still and Know, with the title and lyrics taken directly from Psalm 46:10, Be Still and Know That I Am God. The work contrasts the noisy and often chaotic human world against the inner calm of divine peace. Here's the chapel choir of Corpus Christi College.
Thank you.
Edward Picton Tuberville is a rising British pianist, organist, composer and author, and Eden, the music of Edward Picton Tuberville, was released in June by Orchid Classics. Here's the London Symphonia and coloratura mezzo-soprano Katie Bray with Spell of Sleep, a musical setting of Kathleen Raine's poem of the same name. It's a magical incantation or prayer wishing a loved one a safe, protective and restorative slumber.
Let him be free in sleep.
Sir Stephen Howe is an Australian classical pianist, composer and writer with some 60 albums under his belt. From his July 2025 album, Stephen Howe, Piano Postcards, we'll be listening to two works. Spring Breeze Prelude by Taiwanese composer Yao Xian and an arrangement of three songs by legendary Disney songwriters Robert and Richard Sherman. The Mary Poppins suite includes Chim Chim Cheree, Feed the Birds and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. from David Sisko's recently released album Infrastructure, the Songs of David Sisko, this week's featured work is Patterns, a work of intense emotional depth that David wrote at the tender age of 21. A 13-minute setting of Amy Lowell's 1915 poem of the same name, it examines the collective trauma of women who were losing their fiancés and husbands to the First World War. Next week, I'm talking with English composer Andrew March, and in a special extra-long episode, we'll be listening to five of his works, including his award-winning Marine Through the Trees. Until then, here's pianist David Fung, mezzo-soprano Elizabeth Mondragon, and singer-composer David Sisko.
That's true. And the plashing of water drops in the marble fountain comes down the garden paths. The dripping never stops. Underneath my stiffened gown is the softness of a woman bathing in a marble basin. A basin in the midst of hedges grown, so thick she cannot see her lover hiding, but guesses he is near. And the sliding of the water seems a stroking of a dear hand upon her. What is summer in a fine brocaded gown? I should like to see it lying in a heap upon the ground. All the pink and silver crumpled upon the ground. I would be the pink and silver as I ran along the path, and he would stumble after, bewildered by my laughter. I should see the sun flashing from his sword hilt and the buckles on his shoes. I would choose to lead him in a maze along the garden paths. A bright and laughing maze for my heavy-booted lover, till he caught me in the shade, and the buttons of his waistcoat bruised my body as he clasped me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.